now for our My Biz segment. Now, the topic that has been given to me to discuss with you on your world today is the impact that the economic crisis will have on the middle class in South Africa. The South African middle class will have to take note of the imminent economic crisis that could cause much hardship and even destabilization. Ordinary citizens aren't normally much interested in economic analysis and projections, but in this case, it is in your own interest to at least understand the basic trends and developments so that you can prepare for the coming storm. China's economic growth has been weakening significantly in recent months. This has a direct impact on South Africa, especially because this is the driving commodity. This is driving commodity prices lower. China is the world's biggest consumer of raw materials. The country is also South Africa's biggest single trade partner. The indirect impact of China's economic woes is that it's having a negative influence on the global economy. Already there are predictions of chain reaction, even new global recession, if China can't quickly revive its economy. As you may be knowing that China is the second largest or biggest economy in the world, and emerging markets such as South Africa usually gets hurt the most by global economic glitches. Our currency is already weakening to record lows. So when we speak of lower commodities, what does it mean? Lower commodity prices and competition between trade unions that are destabilizing the labor market can, in the months ahead, result in about 100,000 job losses in the mining, steeling, and manufacturing sector. In South Africa, this reality could mean that around 1 million people will be affected because the typical worker in this industry have up to 10 dependents. The hardship of these people will affect everyone in South Africa, including businesses. Analyst and commentator Moletsi Mbeki famously warned 4 years ago that South Africa will face its Tunisia Day, the beginning of the Arab Spring, when China concludes its mineral-intensive industrialization phase that has forced up the South African mineral prices. We can't blame China for our problems, though. South Africa's economic growth had already faded to less than 1% in 2015 as a result of the severe energy crisis, labor problems, investor reluctance, corruption, maladministration, and wrong policies. If these trends continue, the growth in the economy could decrease to close to zero by the end of next year. This economic decline couldn't have come at a worse time for us South Africans. And there's a simmering anger amongst the unemployed, the workers, and even the black middle class that poverty and inequality have persisted and that the pace of economic transformation have been painfully slow. This manifests in increasing aggression and confrontation, even destabilization. The state simply cannot afford the plasters any longer that have so far been on these sores. We're not the only country facing economic crisis, but our government seems to be less able and willing than most others to navigate the storm. The discussion documents released by the ANC last week indeed warn against weak economic growth and raise expectations, but they are low on real solutions, mostly arguing for faster radical economic transformation and a stronger role for the state in the economy. At least it appears that some state departments realize the importance of taking the business and mining sector about ways of mitigating the impact of massive layoffs by providing softer landing and training alternative job opportunities. It's high time that private sector tried much harder to get through to government to play a more proactive role in dealing with our serious challenges. The point is, obviously, how should you and I, the ordinary middle-class citizens, prepare for the tough times ahead? It's definitely not a time to live extravagantly or to get deeper in debt. It's time for consolidation and to get one's house in order financially and otherwise. At the same time, paralyzing negativity and wild prophecies of doom won't help even a little bit. It's time for cool heads and good understanding of the prevailing dynamics and the undercurrents in South Africa's politics and economy. Unhappiness in one's personal life undermines one's ability to survive trying times. If the boat you're sailing in is without leaks and has a reliable engine, your chances of getting to the other side of the storm is in one piece is much greater. I think people should start paying extra attention to their personal relationships, family life and friendship. They should ponder the ways they relate with their communities and the rest of society, and they should care about their own physical and spiritual health. But we shouldn't retreat so far into our cozy corners that we desist from having our voices heard and push back against those who are toying with our future, whether they are politicians, mine owners, or business leaders. This is part of our MyBiz feature.